Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Good
morning.
Good to see you, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Man, I went, I don't think you and I talked at all over the weekend.
Yeah. It was weird,
sad.
Man.
Yeah, it was weird. I didn't know what to do myself.
You know, you went back to your old friends. You jerk.
Forgot all about you, man. Whole time, everyone's like, oh, yeah, how's Michigan? You meeting new people? I'm like, no, not really.
I just sat there and watched my phone the whole weekend. I'm like, he's going to text me at some point.
He's going to.
Nothing.
Got no sleep. Leave him waiting, man. Well, you know, we're wrapping up the year. We have only, what, crepes, 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 more days of 2016.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can get through it without any more celebrity deaths.
Yeah, please.
This year.
Unbelievable.
Has been nuts.
Seriously. We're just going through the list, man. Looking at it, I'm like, I didn't realize that there was that many.
It's been nonstop. And I think what's great, and obviously the latest one was George Michael,
mm-hmm.
singer of Wham, had a solo career.
Mm-hmm.
He was only 53. I think that's what's been kind of the weird part.
They're all kind of, like, young. Not young, but, like, not old.
Yeah, exactly. There's been some shocking ones. I mean, like Zsa Gabor, she was 99. She's been in bad health.
Right.
But Prince, he was only, let's see if I can find Prince. Prince was only, what, 50-something?
Yeah, I think he was.
57, so he was up there. Ali, he was, that Anton Yelkin, he was 27. He was
I
in
totally
the,
forgot about him.
The Star Trek and how he died.
Yeah.
His car, like, there was a, one of the, it was, he had a Jeep that was recalled,
mm-hmm.
and the thing backed into him when he was, oh, man.
Jeez.
So, I mean, you got that, Ali, Gary Shandling, he was only 66. That's mm-hmm. young. Alan Rickman, God, that was another one. Hans Gruber from Die Hard.
Come on.
I know. And obviously, it started the year off with David Bowie. And there's the huge list. But 2016 has just been nut punch after nut punch.
Seriously.
After nut punch.
I saw a thing on Reddit the other day. Somebody posted, if you're a celebrity or well-known, just stay in your house until after the new year.
Don't leave.
Don't move. Don't do anything.
Well, what sucks is you see all of this. You see, like, you know, Alan Rickman, who was a star of stage and film.
Mm-hmm.
David Bowie. Just a top-notch singer, helps out, you know, has helped out the world. Ali, you know, a champion for so many people. They were taken from us, but we still have the Kardashians. We still have Bieber. We still have all those worthless pieces of garbage.
I didn't know if you know this, but Ali is a local boy.
Well, this thing's, I swear to God, every place I go into, I see a picture of Ali mm-hmm. when he was there. Everyone's got that, man.
Yeah.
Everyone's got that.
I was just coming to our schools all the time.
Yeah.
We live in Berrien Springs.
That's so awesome. I was just over at Kepner's, and they had a picture of Ali there with his car and everything like that. I'm like, that's cool, man. That's cool. So needless to say, 2016 has not been good. Arnold Palmer.
Come on.
And he was 87. The day he died, I had myself a couple of Arnie Palmies.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of vodka.
I think we went golfing that day, didn't
we? I think we did. I didn't shoot very well.
I'm pretty sure we poured one out on the course for him.
We did. We did indeed. But, yeah, 2016, I'm glad. God, Gene Wilder. I just keep going through this list. It's just terrible. It's terrible. Not that I want anyone to die except the Kardashians and Justin Bieber. Is that bad to say?
I don't know.